We meet in this week's parsha the Nazir, and the Torah refers to the Nazir with tremendously powerful assurance of being a Kaddish, and which Chazal say Yavi Oso, who maybe is Atzmoy, and the Sopurner points out, because there's nobody above him to be able to take him to the process of the being the final process of bringing the Karbonos, because there's nobody the Madrega as high as he is, so he has to bring himself. But the Sopurner also says, Lo Yisagef Atzmoy Bitzoyim, you shouldn't, if you want to create precious, it shouldn't be by fasting. That will limit your ability to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu properly. Like Chazal say, well, Yitzhar Gufay B'makas Purushim, you shouldn't go and in some way physically afflict yourself. All you need to do is to stop drinking wine. This way you will limit your desire and weaken your Yitzhara. But it will not affect you in any way. You will not be physically limited or affected by that fact. So therefore, it's a very good idea. It accomplishes everything you need to accomplish without any collateral damage. But the Pella is over here that this is a way to accomplish what you need to accomplish. A person is looking for Prisha. A person is looking for to create a better approach to his Avodas Hashem. We say, don't drink wine. And gunog. So the Torah here is telling us a tremendous yisoid in the kach of avoda, that people think that to be able to generate kedusha and to make changes, we have to make these sweeping, significant changes in our lives. The reality is that a person makes a small change where he's, but it's helping him exert self-control and take the reins of his life and give it direction, even if it's a small action and it's for a limited time, because stam aziris is 30 days. A person can make an aziris for longer, but stam aziris is 30 days. That's enough to say that this person has made a major change in his life. But that being said, that means there's a tremendous chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the Baruch Hashem allowed us, as it were, to. He made our makeup, our beings, as such that a small change, which is significant, which is real, you know, it's a real change, but constitutes a change in direction, powerfully enough that it was called that the person has made a major change in his life, which would mean to flip it around. Obviously, it's only going to be considered something which is significant because we realize that it's not so easy. The person's ability to take control and not let himself just go with the flow, whatever you know pulls at him, he does. But that the person should take his das and his decision, his koyach, and be sherlit, be mashlit it over his goof, is a very, very important, very, very important action. It's not an easy action. We see that it's not easy. You look at the people who are trying to diet, and you'll see how difficult it is. You know, the average person starts to diet, and it doesn't last for too long. Why doesn't it last for so long? A person made a decision, because maintaining that decision in the face of taiva or other provocations, other midas, is very, very difficult. But at the same time, this one step, you know, where a person feels he is taking the reins about his life, has a tremendous power to change the person in a very, very significant way. Have a good Shabbos.